So let's step back and say, what is AI? Because if you look at what AI is, it translates into thousands, if not millions, of applications. So there's a very long tail in terms of what it is. But maybe if we could just define, for purposes of this conversation, what is AI? And if you call it the final coup, why do you call it the final coup?
Well, I call it the final coup because of the big push to put AI in charge of governance sooner rather than later. In terms of defining what AI is for the purpose of this conversation, I mean, obviously there's a lot of ways to define it. I would essentially say it's a technology that uses data and information it extracts from living creative beings and then imitates that. And is essentially an imitation of, I guess, us. And there's an attempt that is coming to convince people that this imitation is equivalent and superior to organic intelligence, meaning human intelligence. And that because of that, we should put it in charge of everything. A critical point that's made in this book. That I found, even surprising from the soft disclosure standpoint, is that there's going to be two classes of people: the people that run and program and tweak the AI, and then the people that AI acts upon. And
Right.
this is essentially the techno-feudal paradigm that has come up in my work for years now, where these people that dominate AI and are needed to maintain and create and program it and alter it or meet its needs will be in one class, and they'll understand what AI is doing and have different privileges. And then the people that AI acts upon that don't understand what's happening and eventually will lose their ability to understand what's happening. That's
Right, but
essentially what's laid out there.
if you look at the people that is that AI is acting upon, it's basically an extraction tool. So it's extracting data, it's extracting value, it's using that information to take more, out of the fee flow, out of the, the financial extraction exchange. And it's basically, making one portion wealthier while it's destroying the wealth of the others. And so you see this, it's like a mining operation.
Yeah,
And
exactly is.
once it's mined what it can mine, then the people that it's mined become expendable and out they go.
Yeah,
And so
money,
I don't,
power, and data is being harvested from this, what is
right.
going to become this massive underclass, and it's happening. It's happening very quickly. It's really only escalating, and the people getting all of that power and money are the technocratic elite, which is the national security state, Silicon Valley blob, the people that run that.
Right. And they
And
run
at the
it.
same time, people, key people in that blob, like Elon Musk, are being held up to us as heroes and people that we should look to and let them run the world because they're so smart. He's like Tony Stark from Iron Man. Just put him in charge of everything. I mean, that's essentially the setup here.
So I just want to point out one thing. Normally, when a company starts and grows, it grows because it serves the customer and its economics and its management revolve around being economically relevant to that customer. And it's important to understand that big tech didn't grow up around the consumer. It grew up around the customer was the intelligence agencies and the military. And the money was a tsunami of money that didn't require economic performance. It just required, in other words, they're being paid to build a control machinery, a surveillance and control machinery, and money is no object. And it doesn't have to be economically relevant to the consumer because the consumer is not really the consumer. The consumer is the prey.